The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Colt Coliseum for a boy-girl doubleheader of high school basketball for you here on KXPN. Glad you could join us for coverage of Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. I'm Randy Bushcutter, and this afternoon, well, you take a look at things on paper. The boys' game really should be a pretty tight game. Gothenburg comes in at 11-3. Kearney Catholic comes in 11-2. Kind of a tale of two styles. Gothenburg, kind of a slow-down team, a very big team. They like to play half-court. They like to post up. Kearney Catholic, known for their full-court press, known for their run-and-gun style. So that one will be a very interesting matchup in a contrast of styles. On the girls' side, Kearney Catholic, ranked number 4 in the state, comes in now with a record of 13-2, but they have to lick their wounds just a little bit. They traveled to Pierce last night and lost to the Blue Jays 50-32 on Pierce's home floor. That was a fairly long bus ride back. They got back around 1:30 this morning, and now fairly early in the afternoon, about 13 hours after they get back, they're now having to play a varsity basketball game. And to add injury to insult, last night at the game in Pierce, they've lost the services of Ellie Connolly. Connolly just backtracking a little bit, just kind of moving backwards, tripped, fell, caught herself with her arm. Her arm is in a sling. Her right arm is in a sling where she caught herself. She did fracture her right arm. And so she is lost to Kearney Catholic, we would presume, for the rest of the season. She does not have a cast on yet, but I think it would take an absolute miracle for her to make it back in time for any basketball this year. So a major loss for Kearney Catholic, and that is their second major loss to one of their post players, Ellie Connolly, 5'10 senior, gone for the season. Bailey Sokolowski, early on in the year, had that surgery on her foot, and the 6'1 junior, she's lost for the season. And Megan Anderson will not start today. She did warm up. She's currently shooting and warming up. She's been having some back problems. The 6-foot-tall junior, she may not play, might be limited, still not sure. In fact, Rick Petrie was trying to decide who to start in that fifth position, and they've decided that Anderson would not start. So making the start in her stead will be Whitney Calling. So we'll start a couple of freshmen here for the fourth-ranked team in the state, as both Calling and Allie Prasoski will make the starts today for Kearney Catholic. So what was a strength for the Stars early in the season, and that being big, tall, strong, post-type players, well, a couple of injuries have lost those girls for the season. A third injury, it's kind of a give and take every night whether or not Megan Anderson can play. It's just whether or not her back can loosen up enough for her to be able to play. So some ongoing injury issues for Kearney Catholic's girls, and it has kind of put a damper on their season, although they come in with a great record at 13-2. Gothenburg comes in at 3-11. So, again, we're looking long-term here for Kearney Catholic. Today against the Lady Swedes, again, the Stars would be a prohibitive favorite, but down the road, they still got a lot of hay that they want to get cut down, and they may not be able to get it done, considering the injury situation that they're starting to fall into. And Kearney Catholic, now they've lost two of their last three ball games, losing to St. Cecilia, their first loss in this building, a game last week, and then losing last night at Pierce. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll announce the starters for both the Lady Swedes and the Lady Stars. We'll do that as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starting lineup right after this timeout.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. This is the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the Swedes. As we mentioned, Gothenburg and girls basketball comes in with a record of 3-11 on the year. And their starters will look like this. Britton Munster is 5'5 and a junior. Hannah Wolf, 5'6 junior. Reagan Geiken is 5'11 and a sophomore. J.C. Wiggins, 5'10 and a junior. And Taylor Wurl, 5'8. And a junior. In fact, they only have a couple of seniors on the roster. Neither one of those two seniors start here for Gothenburg and head coach Tim Peterson. Now for Rick Petrie and the Kearney Catholic Stars, their starters will go like this. Remember, the services of Connolly and Sokolowski are lost due to injury. So their lineup looks like this. Michaela Nestle, 5'6 and a junior. We'll start with Anna Howell, 5'5 and a senior. Allie Prosowski, the 5'4 freshman. We'll start with Whitney Colling, 5'5", also a freshman. And with the injuries at the post position, the efforts of Theron Baum are going to become even more important. She is 6'1" and a junior. So there is the starting lineup for Kearney Catholic. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And you can hear the starters being announced here for Kearney Catholic. The Swedes in their road maroon uniforms with the white numbers and trim. They've been announced, Kearney Catholic, in their white home uniforms, the green numbers, a little bit of gold trim around the word Stars across the front, as well as the numbers, and we're just about ready to go. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact area Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The officials take off their little warm-ups. National anthem will be before the boys' game, so we're just about ready to go as the two coaches, Tim Peterson for Gothenburg, Rick Petrie for Kearney Catholic, having some last-minute words of advice and encouragement for their two teams. Gives us an opportunity to remind you that coming up later today here at Kearney Catholic from 5 to about 7:30, the Waffle Man will be in town. It's a fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Band, and for the adults, it's only $6.50 per adult and $3.50 for kids. So if you're looking for a good meal tonight between 5 and 7:30, the multipurpose room here at Kearney Catholic does have the Waffle Man, a fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Band. Nestle will do the jumping for Kearney Catholic. For the Swedes, it'll be J.C. Wiggins, and Wiggins' tip, she's able to control it, and so the visitors will have their first possession of the basketball. And they'll give it up on the left side for Hannah Wolf. Wolf's pass on the inside, thrown away, and that'll be a turnover on Gothenburg. Somewhat of an unforced error here on the Lady Swedes. So a couple of freshmen and the junior point guard bring it in the offensive zone. The lone starting senior, Anna Howell, gets it off on the left side. Theron Baum is going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by J.C. Wiggins. And Wiggins, pressured, is able to get the ball out for Geiken. And Geiken will give it to Munster, who brings it across the timeline. Right side, Wiggins. Kearney Catholic right now going man-to-man. Don't check that. They're actually in the zone here. They're in a little 2-3 zone. They get it at the left elbow. Jumper by Geichen, no good. And coming down with the rebound is the freshman, Whitney Colling. Colling over for Prasoski, back to Howell. Top of the circle for Mestel. Mestel jumper in the lane, and it is going to be a held ball. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. She had her shot blocked so well that that's going to be a held ball. She did land with the basketball, but the hold took place before that. So Kearney Catholic will inbound underneath their own basket. And they'll kick it in the corner for Colling. Colling is open for three. High arcing shot. It's no good. Long rebound taken out by hustling Allie Prasoski. And the Swedes, little zone here. They'll get it off on the right side, off the hands of Reagan Geichen and out of bounds. Played over a minute. Neither team yet to score here. As Prasoski will inbound. Prasoski now will get it back right in the right sideline there. Spin it back around the perimeter. There's Mestel penetrating in, giving it in for Theron Baum. Baum with nice left-handed shot, no good. She went over the back on the rebound. And when she went up, I think she was going to be okay with the foul, but then Reagan Geichen started boxing her out when she was in the air, and clearly Theron Baum with the push. So Geichen with that box out collects the foul. First foul of the game here on Theron Baum, and that's one thing that has happened with Theron Baum. She's got herself in a little bit of foul trouble. That was one of the issues last night when they lost on the road up in Pierce. They were kind of thin at that position. On the baseline, quick jumper for Taylor Wolf and Gothenburg. The first on the board, they're up 2-0 as Wolf is able to bang that one in. Theron Baum, they're going to leave her open for three. She's going to shoot a three, and she drains it. And the first lead of the game here for Kearney Catholic comes at 3-2. Munster will get off right side for Wolf. And Wolf gets it back and gets it to Geichen across the timeline as the Stars have a little bit of pressure and pass on the inside is knocked away. I think it was Mestel got a hand on it. Clearly it was one of the Stars, so Gothenburg will inbound underneath their own basket. Munster will just lob it in between the circles for Hannah Wolf. Wolf kicks on the left side, back to Munster, gets it on the baseline for Wolf. Wolf double-team dribbling around. It goes off the legs of Anna Howell and out of bounds. Pretty good double-team on the ball there between Prasoski and Baum. And the ball kind of brought out there, and Howell didn't know it was there and ended up going off her leg and out of bounds. Off the inbounds, Theron Baum knocks it right back into the baseline. So the Swedes will inbound again. Truly one of the great mascots in the state. Gothenburg Swedes. Wiggins will work it around the perimeter after getting the inbounds. Munster, pass on the inside, and it's intercepted. Kearney Catholic is on the run now, and they shut off. So now Anna Howell, top of the key, will get it back out for Prasoski. Back from Mestel. And again, Kearney Catholic has been content to really be outside. They have not tried to work it inside this zone very much at all, and they're continuing to pass around the perimeter. Colling has it, dribbles to the elbow, kicks it back out. Theron Baum, long two, had her toes on the line, shot no good. And rebounded by Geichen. Geichen will get it up to Munster. And again, Kearney Catholic will pressure at half court. On that far sideline, Wiggins has it. They double-team her. Pretty good pressure going on. Pass, and Munster comes up with it. Quickly on the baseline, Wolf gets the pass, and she hits the shot. Nice ball movement there for Gothenburg, and they take the lead back at 4-3. About 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Prasoski enters it down low. Colling, high arcing shot, and it's good. Whitney Colling, the freshman, her first career start, and she hits the jumper to put Kearney Catholic back ahead by a point. Long pass up ahead here for Wiggins. Wiggins stops on that left side, and her pass is going to be knocked away. Stolen away by Mestel. Mestel's going to go in for a layup, hard, and she's hit as she's going up. That'll be a foul on Hannah Wolf after the turnover. And now Michaela Mestel will try to add to a 5-4 lead. She'll have a couple of free throws here. And that is the first personal foul on Geichen. I checked that on Wolf. Looked on the scoreboard and talked myself out of what I've already written in the book. So the free throw for Mestel, good. And it's 6-4. Biggest lead of the game here for the Stars. And the free throw is no good, but we got a lane violation against Mestel. She knew she missed it, so she started going in there before the ball even hit the rim, and that's a lane violation. She would have hit the shot. She wouldn't have made the violation. Geichen will lob the pass, and there's nobody there but white jerseys. Intercepted by Kearney Catholic. Pass in the lane, tipped around, and that one didn't have much of a chance of success for Kearney Catholic. So we switch turnovers here, and Munster brings it up, and a timeout. Tim Peterson calls a quick timeout. 4:04 to go here in the first quarter. It's 6-4 Kearney Catholic. We're back after this.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. A quick little timeout here for Gothenburg with 4:04 to go in quarter number one. And it is a 6-4 ball game. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Gothenburg with the basketball. Munster will bring it in the offensive zone. And we're going to have a foul. Oh, reach. Whitney Colling. Colling kind of saw the ball there, reached out for it, tried to get it, and they're going to call her for the reach. That'll be her first. This afternoon, already coverage going on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Lupillac Conference Wrestling Finals from Donovan. In the corner, Wolf, long jumper, no good, rebounded by Mestel. Stars on the run here a little bit. They got numbers, and the pass down low, well over the head of Anna Howell, so far over Howell's head, she didn't even make an attempt. She'd have to have a ladder to be able to get to that ball. It might have slipped out of the hands of Mestel. Mestel tries to make the steal on that far sideline, can't. She runs out of room. She knocked the ball away from Geiken, but ran out of room on that far sideline. Shayla Connor going to check in here for the Stars. So Connor will come in, and Whitney Colling will come out. So Connor, the 5'7 sophomore, will come in for the 5'5 freshman. In the offensive zone, dribbling through the pressure is Wiggins. Wiggins drives all the way in, has the ball knocked off of her leg and out of bounds. That'll be another Gothenburg turnover. Good hands there by, I think it was Theron Baum, who actually tipped the ball off the leg of the dribbler. And Gothenburg unofficially 5 turnovers here in the first quarter, 2 against Kearney Catholic. At the free throw line, Theron Baum is going to dump it off for Prososki. Prososki is going to drive, and as she gets the contact, Prososki will go line and shoot 2. And again, one thing Kearney Catholic has done fairly well, they've started here in the second half of the first quarter here of penetrating a little bit. And Prososki's going to go to the line, and first free throw is up and good. Mestel on a drive was fouled. Prososki here on a drive was fouled. 7-4 Kearney Catholic after that free throw by Prososki. And Prososki adds to the lead. It's 8-4. Tossed in here for Hannah Wolf. Wolf going to be pressured a little bit, and she'll throw it off on the left side here for Geiken. Pass up ahead. They get it to Wiggins. Wiggins, bounce pass on that right side. Munster has it. Left wing, Wiggins. They're looking down low. Some of the fans are pointing down there that Taylor Wolf is open, and she was, but the pressure being put on the ball forces Gothenburg to turn the ball over. Good pressure there by both Connor and Prososki to force the turnover. 3 minutes to go here. Quarter number one. Theron Baum is going to kick it out for Anna Howell. Howell, double team, gives it back out to Baum, top of the circle. Right side, Prososki. She's open for 3. Back the iron, no good. Howell in the lane, pulls up the rebound. Throws it to the wrong person. Throws it to Munster. And Munster has it knocked away by a hustling Michaela Mestel. Howell came down with the rebound, and she knew that her teammate, Michaela Mestel, was behind her, so she got it and saw somebody and threw it, but she threw it to Munster. She didn't know she was there and just threw it right to a red jersey. As soon as she let go of the ball, she started hustling up court. She knew that she made a mistake. Wolf has it top of the circle, gives it on the baseline here for Emily Franzen, who checked in. Nice little give-and-go play. Geiken then will drive and score. Got the ball on the baseline, and then cutting right as soon as she made the pass was Geiken, and Geiken lays it up and in. 8-6, Gothenburg down by 2, Kearney Catholic with the lead and the basketball. Entry pass inside for Theron Baum, and a reach whistled against Geiken. That'll be her second. No, check that, just her first. I wrote down that wrong earlier, so it's just the first on Guyken. And checking in here for the Stars, Jamie McCann. And again, a little bit different rotation here for Rick Petrie because Ellie Connolly out for the season with a broken arm. Off the inbound, Shayla Connor drains a three. And again, Connolly out with a broken arm. Megan Anderson having trouble getting her back to loosen up. She's on the bench as well. Ball knocked loose. It's going to be a held ball. Alternating possessions will give Gothenburg the basketball here. So the Swedes will toss it in. Hannah Wolf, between circles, gave it away, now gets it back. And top of the circle is Munster. Left wing, Wolf, well behind the three-point arc. Enters it on the inside to Franzen. Franzen, nice little drive. Taylor Franzen with a nice little drive there. Gets that shot on the left wing, and it's a three-point ball game. 11-8, Stars with the lead and the basketball. Shayla Connor on that left side gives it between circles, Michaela Mestel. Mestel looking in as they work around the perimeter. And again, Kearney Catholic probably does not want to be content just being a perimeter team, even though they've lost a couple of post players here. Left side, Mestel will fire a three, no good. And the rebound taken out by Hannah Wolf. Wolf with the rebound, kicks it up here to Munster. Munster is going to be shut off a little bit. And Munster has the ball knocked loose. Ball back in the backcourt, and it's going to be a foul on Whitney Colling on the reach. And I'll tell you what, if Colling does not commit that foul, I don't think Gothenburg gets it across the timeline in time. Pressure for Kearney Catholic was pretty good. Gothenburg was heading the wrong direction. So they kind of bailed him out with the foul there. Wolf will throw it up ahead, getting it to Wiggins. Wiggins is shut off. Shut off nicely by McCann. Pass in the lane. That's Wolf, and Wolf hits another jumper. Taylor Wolf now 6 points in the game. It's a one-point ball game. Stars 11-10 with 44 seconds to go. In the lane is Therenbaum. She'll kick it out. Jumper off the mark by Colling. Rebounded underneath by Connor, and she's able to help work it back around the perimeter. Baum gives it left side. Jamie McCann's going to step up after getting a little ball fake. Jumper in and out. Good-looking shot. Would not fall. It goes out of bounds. And it was knocked out of the hands of the Gothenburg player by Jamie McCann and out of bounds. So Howell will come in. And so will Prasoski. Mestel and Colling are out. Stars make a couple of substitutions here with 20 seconds to go. Long pass up ahead for Taylor Wolf. Wolf on the dribble. Gives it to Hannah Wolf. Taylor threw it to Hannah. Pass on that right side. Entry pass down low. Catching it there is Franzen, and Franzen lays it up and in. Emily Franzen hits it. 3 seconds left. Kearney Catholic on that right side. McCann gets it back to Howell. Howell at the buzzer. A little bit too strong. And Gothenburg, after end one quarter of play, the Lady Swedes with a 12-11 lead over Kearney Catholic. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back here as after one quarter, bit of a surprise probably for a lot of folks, Gothenburg leading Kearney Catholic 12-11. Morgan Studi checking in the game, gives it off now to Prasoski. Studi on that left side, gives it between circles here for Anna Howell, back to Studi. Studi on the baseline for Therenbaum, baseline jumper no good from about 17 feet, and rebounded by Taylor Wolf. Wolf gets it ahead to Munster. Munster on the dribble. And they'll give it off right side here for Wiggins. Again, Kearney Catholic trying to put a little pressure on. Right now they're going with basically a 2-3 zone. Top of the circle, Munster. Right wing, ball fake. Wiggins driving. Shot blocked by Therenbaum. And ball picked up underneath by Wolf. Wolf gives it in for Taylor Wolf. And her little bunny is no good. And Kearney Catholic comes down with the rebound. Snagging the bound was Morgan Studi. Prosowski on the dribble. Gives it for Studi. Back to Prosowski. Prosowski in the corner for Therenbaum. Long jumper, no good. And it's off the hands of one of the Gothenburg players and out of bounds. Taylor Wolf couldn't come up with it. That'll be a team rebound for Kearney Catholic. Again, the Stars right now, they're not looking to penetrate. They're not driving. They are not putting it into a post player. And, again, they're staying outside that three-point arc. And, yeah, they're a pretty good perimeter shooting team. They did not shoot real well last night. And they got to do something to get the ball in. They inbound the basketball here for Prosowski. Jumper, no good. Again, they're content to shoot from about 20 feet away. And Wolf pulls down the rebound. Taylor Wolf gets it up ahead here for Munster, and Munster gives it back to Wolf. Well, ball fake, driving now is Geiken. Geiken floater, no good over Megan Anderson, who did check in. Ball is loose, coming up with it. There's a lot of contact there. I think Michaela Mestel is going to be whistled for a foul. Coming up with the ball was Taylor Wolf, and it will be Mestel's first personal foul. Four team fouls against Kearney Catholic. Three have been whistled against Gothenburg with 6:33 to go here, second quarter. And they'll just toss the ball in for Hannah Wolf. Wolf will get it for Taylor Wolf. Munster now enters it at the elbow for Geiken. Geiken is going to have the basketball held. Shut off originally by Megan Dobish, and then coming in there is going to be Morgan Studi to help tie it up. Alternating possessions will give Gothenburg the basketball here, and Munster will just toss it in here for Taylor Wolf. Wolf on the baseline, has her shot blocked by Prosowski, and I think there's a foul on Gothenburg trying to get the rebound. That'll go against Taylor Wolf. That'll be her first. So give credit to Prosowski for a block there, and Kearney Catholic will bring it in the offensive zone. They need something positive to happen. They trail it 12-11. Top of the key. There's Anna Howell. She'll step to the free throw line. Jumper no good. Well short, and Reagan Geiken pulls down the rebound. Up ahead here comes Munster. Munster throws it left side for Wolf. Driving is Munster now. Top of the circle. Bounce pass for Wolf, and it goes through the hands of Taylor Wolf. That bounce pass came up to maybe her knees as it landed right in front of her shoe tops, and she couldn't quite handle that pass. Bounce pass had the bounce a little bit too close to him. On the right wing, Kearney Catholic has it. Prosowski gives it top of the circle here for Mestel. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Long jumper, no good, and a tied-up rebound. Prosowski with the long shot, and it's tied up on the rebound. Alternating possession will give Kearney Catholic the ball here as Therenbaum is going to check in. They toss it in here for Studi. Studi, long baseline jumper, no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Swedes. Score remains 12-11. Gothenburg with the lead over Kearney Catholic. Inbounded for Therenbaum. Baum in the lane. Dumps in the corner. Here's a three for Prosowski, and it's good. Allie Prosowski, her first field goal of the game. First field goal of the second quarter here for Kearney Catholic, and they lead it now 14-12. Mestel knocks the ball loose, trying to track it down the sideline. Can't. Ran out of room. She got to it, but she turned around to try to find somebody to pass to, and the momentum just kind of took her out of bounds. So couldn't quite finish off the steal. So Munster has it. We'll get it to Geiken. Geiken double team gives it to Munster. Munster across the timeline. They don't have numbers, but they give it to Wolf. Wolf drives and shoots over the top of Baum. No good. Up high for the rebound is Megan Anderson, and Anderson gives it to Mestel. Three-on-three fast break here, I guess, and they'll kick the ball back out to Prosowski. Now Mestel in transition will try a three. It rolls around, in and out, no good. I mean, it rattled in and out, and now another three, again off the mark, and finally ending the possession is Taylor Wolf. Anderson got that rebound, kicked it right back out to Mestel, and twice the ball was about half down for Mestel, and it would not fall. In transition, here's Wolf. Thought about the transition three. Gives it for Hannah Wolf. Back out for Taylor. Pass is loose. Picked up by Theron Baum. Up ahead to Prosowski. Prosowski's going to drive. Lay it off glass. Bounces around and good. Allie Prosowski hits the shot. Give credit to Megan Anderson. She got her hands on the ball and made a nice pass. Up ahead to Prosowski. Munster has it. So the turnover on Gothenburg turns into points here for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars lead by four and a double dribble. Munster forgot that when she caught the ball, she took a couple of dribbles and then held it. She started to dribble again, and that'll be the eighth turnover on Gothenburg here in the first half. They trail it 16-12 with 4:10 to go before halftime. And wiping the sweat from her brow is going to be Whitney Colling. And into the offensive zone comes Kearney Catholic. Left side, Shayla Connor just checked in. She'll get the ball over to Whitney Colling. Whitney Colling gives it back out here for Michaela Mestel. Entry pass inside for Theron Baum. Baum shot, no good. And Baum's going to tie up the rebound. So alternating possessions, we'll give Gothenburg the basketball here. Long pass on that right side. Hannah Wolf comes up with it. Ball knocked loose by Kearney Catholic. So, again, pretty good pressure. But Kearney Catholic will call timeout here. 3:39 to go in the... Actually, it's called by Gothenburg. 3:39 to go here. Second quarter, 16-12. Kearney Catholic with lead. Timeout Gothenburg. We'll be back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Gothenburg has not scored here in the second quarter, but Kearney Catholic's not exactly burned up the nets either. They've only scored five. They lead it now 16-12, and Kearney Catholic trying to double team. Wolf dribbles through it, loses the basketball, pass up ahead. It goes to Connor. Connor is knocked down by a couple of different Gothenburg players, and so that'll be a foul on, well, I think you can pick them. And it's going to be on number 20, Hannah Wolf. It's before a shot, so that's Hannah Wolf's second foul. Kearney Catholic will inbound underneath their own basket. And they inbound it for Connor. Her three-pointer short, rebound underneath, shot up and good. Snagging the rebound and getting essentially what looked like an alley-oop was Kayla Shundoff. She got the rebound and the bucket. That was a shot. And we've got a push here on Kearney Catholic. That'll go against Anna Howell. That'll be her first. So 3:08 to go here before halftime. Another foul on Kearney Catholic. Five team fouls on both the Swedes and the Stars. In the offensive zone is Munster. Munster picked up there by Howell. Bounce pass out to Geichen, top of the key. Geichen lost the ball. Kearney Catholic comes up with it and then falling down with it. Is going to be Whitney Colling. Colling came up with it, but she couldn't quite come up with the turnover because she fell down there. And so Gothenburg will maintain the possession. Munster dribbling up against Howell, and we're going to have a little push. Yep, she got herself a little separation by throwing out that forearm, and that'll be a foul on the Swedes. 2:49 to go. You can have a little contact there, but when you... push like that, and I guess it was just enough. It's right on the borderline. So Stars will get possession of the ball here, up by six, 2:45 to go. On the dribble is Mestel. Mestel lobs left side. Connor, long jumper, bounces around, no good. Rebound, out of bounds, last touch by Kearney Catholic. Therenbaum going to check in. And Kayla Shundoff had a rebound and a bucket here. Actually, a little shot in the arm. Didn't play too many minutes, but those were nice minutes for Kayla Shundoff. On the dribble is Munster. Munster dribbles. Pass on that left wing for Wiggins. Wiggins, top of the circle for Wolf. Taylor Wolf kicks it right side. Munster's open for three, and she hits the three. Britton Munster, nice little stroke there on that three-pointer. And that will cut the lead in half. It's 18-15. 2:10 to go here before halftime. Hopefully talk with Don Lease, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic, at halftime. Top of the circle, Mestel gives it now on the left side for Howell. Calling has it. Left side for Howell. Howell three. Good. First field goal of the game here for Anna Howell. And now push that lead back out to six. 21-15. Dribbling is Munster. Munster shadowed there by Howell. And they'll give it off to Hannah Wolf. Top of the circle for Taylor Wolf. Left side for Munster. Munster gives it back out here for Hannah. Hannah is picked up there by Calling. Bounce pass to Munster. Minute 27. They give it off on the left side for J.C. Wiggins. Wiggins throws it top of the circle for Taylor Wolf. Wolf is going to dribble up against Mestel. Lost the ball. Has the ball go out of bounds. It was that last touch by Kearney Catholic. And the Stars will make a couple of substitutions. Jamie McCann and Allie Prasoski going to check into the game. And checking in, Emily Franzen for Gothenburg. Lob pass. Goes into the hands of Wiggins, and she'll give it off on the left side. Dribbling around a little bit with it is Munster. Munster, double-teamed, throws it off the legs of Prasoski. Prasoski got it, and then Gothenburg trying to get the ball back is going to whistle for the hold there. So Munster picks up the foul. And Prasoski, a little soccer player, a little soccer move there as they were throwing it down there. She moved her leg and kind of deadened the ball when it bounced out the floor off of her knee and was able to handle the ball. So Prasoski now is going to go line. She'll have the front end of a 1-1. That's a 17 foul on Gothenburg. So up 21-15, Prasoski steps to the line for the front end, and her free throw is good. She's 3-for-3 from the line. Kearney Catholic, 4 out of 5 as a team from the line here in the first half. Those 4 points, the reason why they lead it 22-15. Actually, that'd be 4 reasons, I guess, wouldn't it? Free throw is no good, and the rebound taken out by Taylor Wolf. And that'll be the 5th rebound for Wolf here in the first half. On the dribble is Munster. Munster gives it out here for Wiggins. Wiggins pass stolen away. The steal by Prasoski. Prasoski is shut off, gives it back out for Mestel. Mestel dribbles to the right side, finds an open area, and hits the open jumper. 9-point lead here for Kearney Catholic as they've opened things up just a little bit. Dribble on the right wing. Wolf gives it between the circles and a timeout for Tim Peterson and the Swedes. Full timeout with 35 seconds to go before halftime. 24-15, Kearney Catholic with the lead. We're back after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
35.2 seconds to go here. And it is 24-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Gothenburg with the ball. On the dribble here is J.C. Wiggins. Wiggins gives it on the baseline for Munster. Jumper, no good. Rebound, last touch by whom? Last touch by one of the Swedes. Well, hand-to-hand combat on that rebound. I think it could have gone either way, and either coaching staff would have an argument. Mestel will get the inbounds as Gothenburg will try to pressure the ball. With it is Prosowski. Prosowski dribbles through a double team, gets it on the baseline for Colling. Back to Prosowski. Back around the perimeter to Jamie McCann. Gets it inside for Baum. Back to Mestel. Good ball movement. Prosowski open for the three. Shoots the three. No good. Rebound tipped by Wolf and out of bounds. And with 7 seconds to go, a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Stars will inbound in front of the Gothenburg bench. And they'll kick it in for Mestel. 7 seconds left for Baum. Baum in the lane. Ball fake. Step through. Gives it to Mestel. Mestel fires the three. Off glass. No good. Kearney Catholic heads to the locker room. They held Gothenburg to only 3 points in that second quarter. And they lead it at intermission 24-15. Gothenburg led after one. Stars now lead after two. 24-15. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back here to halftime. The Kearney Catholic girls with a 24-15 lead over Gothenburg. So the Stars lead by nine. And in case you have not heard, last night an injury for Kearney Catholic. Ellie Connolly did break her right arm, and so will be lost for the season. So bad news injury-wise for the Kearney Catholic girls. Things may be getting a little bit healthier for the Kearney Catholic boys. That's one of the things we'll talk about with Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach Don Leese. You guys are starting to get a little bit healthier, as I think you got some good news for us today.
Yeah, Matt Moore is going to be back today. He started practicing again on Wednesday. And, so he'll be back from the concussion that he got against Donovan Trumbull. And then Brian Hoosman, making great progress on some stuff. So, it's taking that one day by day on some things now, Randy. And, if it's up to Brian wants to get out there. He told me yesterday, I think I can practice. I'm like, no.
He would practice on crutches. You kidding me?
Yep. So I just said, when you get cleared, you can practice and stuff. But he said things are starting to feel a lot better. And that's good news for Brian and our basketball team. So, Brian loves the game and wants to get back out there and play.
When he gets back out there, is he going to be wearing a knee brace? Probably not one that restricts any movement, because that's not really – it wasn't a ligament damage that he had to that knee. But is he going to have to wear that stuff,
I don't know for sure. Scott and Brian will have to kind of figure that out. They'll probably just, maybe for precautionaries for the first few times or something. But
hold that patella in place.
Yep, and stuff like that. But, right now he's doing some drills where he's been jumping up and down on it and catching some stuff and, doing some light jogging and stuff on it. So, everything's, progressing good for him, and I hope so. He's a great kid and, needs to get back out there.
The injury to Matt Moore is a little weird. At the time, I didn't know he was hurt. I didn't know he got hurt in the Donovan game. Didn't see it. It kind of happened kind of almost after a play.
Yeah.
And I think my attention, your attention, most people's attention was directed away from it.
Yep. Just a guy came down from a layup and kind of caught him just right on the – grazed him right on the side of the head and temple area. And then we went to outlet and go, and Matt's down on the floor. And so then we came out and he had a pretty good concussion. So his symptoms were done, a week ago last Wednesday. So they took a week to make sure that everything's not, you know, going to reoccur. And then he did some light stuff on Wednesday, and then Thursday practiced hard with us, and Friday practiced hard.
Well, again, that was one of those things you don't mess with anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of progress has made in that area in the last few years. All right, let's talk a little bit about Gothenburg. They come in with a record that's very similar to yours.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys have probably played a little bit tougher schedule than what Gothenburg has. And another thing that's difference between you and them is they're really kind of big and like to play half court. You're a little bit quicker and like to play the full court.
Yep, you know, and that's what, you know, kind of coming into it, Randy, that's what we want to do is we want to get it up and down the court. You know, when they get into a half-court set, and I've watched them on two films and talked to a couple other coaches on some things, and that's what they said too. You know, when they get into a half-court, they're tough. They go inside, outside, you know, and do a good job of getting the ball inside. And the big fella inside, number 34 for him, does a great job, Randy, of not taking shots that aren't there. If they're there, he's going to take them. And then he kicks it out to number 14, a good outside shooter. 12 is a good outside shooter for him. You know, and then they go with the 52, the big 6'6 kid inside, too. So, you know, we're going to have to be, you know, this is one of those games that we're going to have to control the boards and make sure that we're in good position, good backside help to help out on our post play. And hopefully we can, you know, kind of mess with them on some things. We've been working on about two other presses this week. Not that we don't have enough in, but, you know, we put in another press this week to kind of maybe go against some heights and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens.
Is this really one of those games where whoever sets the tempo is probably going to be the favorite to come away?
Oh, I think so, Randy. You know, we're, you know, if it gets into a slow down type of game and stuff, it's going to be very, very, very difficult for us. But, you know, it's one of those, our guys, you know, it's like I told them, they got to make sure that they take good shots when that, if that situation arises and stuff, and make them work on the defensive end of things. And you know, at times we're going to have open looks and stuff, you know, and you go, God, do we take that? Do we take that? And I go, oh, yeah, we'll take it. You know, we're going to take the shots when we got them. You know, we want the tempo up. You know, I'd like to see the score in the 80s myself.
Oh, you always would anyway. A little bit of a lesson. I watched a little bit of the JV game, and again, their JV team is a lot like you.
Yep.
You described that. I think that might be a good learning lesson for the varsity that I know was watching that game. That
yeah.
Again, you get into that half court game, Gothenburg's gonna be pretty tough.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, and they switch up defenses. They run man. They run some 1-2-2. They've done some 2-3. They've done some 1-3-1. You know, and you know, that's what, you know, a lot of the coaches said, you know, if it's a half-court game and stuff, it's going to be tough for us, too, you know, and then for them, you know, the coaches that I talked to. So, you know, it's one of those, Randy, we're going to have to take care of the basketball, and that's what they do. You know, I was surprised how well they take care of the ball watching film on some things. They take care of the basketball. We're going to, you know, hopefully, you know, cause some havoc and get the tempo up and stuff, but if not, you know, we'll have to grind it out also.
What's the key? Turnovers, rebounding? I mean, again, you know, you might have an advantage in one area, they have the advantage in the other.
You know, we got to limit them to one shot. I think, you know, that's what I've told them, our kids, many times. You know, you got to limit teams to one shot. So controlling the boards is a big key for us. But, you know, if we can control the boards, then we'll have a chance and stuff. But if they control the boards, it's going to be very, very difficult, Randy. And we got to make them up-tempo. We got to, you know, try to create some turnovers, too.
All right. Well, best luck to you, Don. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Randy.
Don Lease, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. The Kearney Catholic girls lead it at halftime, 24-15. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Gothenburg. Gothenburg led after one quarter 12-11, but now it's Kearney Catholic with a 24-15 lead here at intermission. Leading the way for the Swedes was Taylor Wolf. She had 6 points in that first quarter, 4 points in the first quarter for Emily Franzen. Reagan Geichen also with 2 points in the first quarter. The only one to score in the second quarter was Britton Munster. She hit a three-pointer, so 3 points in the quarter for the Swedes, who trail it 24-15 here at halftime. For Kearney Catholic, Allie Prasowski is leading the way. She did hit a three-pointer in the second quarter, and she's got 8 points here at intermission. After that, it's pretty much pretty balanced. Kayla Messel, she's got three. Shayla Connor has three. Anna Howell has three. Theron Baum has three. Kayla Shundoff with a rebound and a bucket, she's got two. And Whitney Colling making her first career start, she also has 2 points here at intermission. Gothenburg, again, turned the ball over unofficially 10 times in the first half compared to only three for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars do lead it 24-15. And Kearney Catholic will have possession of the basketball first to start the second half here. Megan Anderson will start instead of Colling here in the second half for the Stars. Otherwise, it's Mestel, Howell, Prasowski, and Baum out there. Top of the circle, Michaela Mestel has it. As, again, the Swedes are going with a zone. They've done that almost exclusively here. They entered inside for Theron Baum. She lost it. Have to kick it out for Howell. Out for Mestel. She'll fire a three. Prasowski tracks down the rebound. Kicks it out for Howell, but it's stolen away. The steal. Munster comes up with it, and Mestel will commit the foul. So Kearney Catholic turns it over after pulling down a pretty good hustle rebound by Allie Prasowski. And that will lead to a foul on the outlet, as Mestel either had to give up either the layup or give up the foul. She gave up the foul. Britton Munster will give it off on the right wing. Andrew pass by Wiggins. They get it back to the elbow to Wolf. Wolf air ball, but pulled down by Hannah Wolf. And Hannah Wolf double dribbled with it outside. 11 turnovers here on Gothenburg. Reminder for you, the Waffle Man, later today here at Kearney Catholic over in the multipurpose room from about 5 to 7:30. Fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Band. And if you've never eaten a Waffle Man waffles, they are delectable. $6.50 for adults, about $3.50 for kids. Left wing, three-pointer for Mestel, no good. Rebound tipped by Mestel and into the hands of Allie Prasowski. Left wing, Howell, she'll step up, fire a long deuce, no good. And a couple of Swedes fighting for the rebound. They call a jump ball, and they're going to say that Theron Baum got a hand in there. Actually, I think the ball was actually held by a couple of Swedes. Possession arrow is pointing to Gothenburg. They'll have possession of the ball here. The official, by the way, a lot closer to the action than I was. Hannah Wolf facing some pressure, gets the ball away, now gets it back. Geichen throws it for Wiggins. They'll kick it top of the circle. Munster will fire a three. Good-looking shot that does not fall. And ripped out of there. The rebound goes to Geichen. And Geichen is hit on the arm as she puts up the shot. Great hustle for Reagan Geichen because Anderson came down with the rebound originally. And then Geichen ripped it out of her hands and went right back up with it. And the foul was whistled on Theron Baum. So Geichen will shoot two here. She has 2 points in the ball game. This is her first trip to the line. Her free throw is no good. Score remains 24-15. That was our halftime score as well, with 6:27 to go here in the third quarter. Geichen's second free throw up, no good. Rebounded by Baum. And Baum will give it up ahead to Mestel. Mestel, jump stop, top of the key, gets it inside for Anderson. Anderson has the ball stripped away. Nice play there by Reagan Geichen to force the turnover. And the pass up ahead. They'll kick it for Wiggins. Wiggins for three, and Wiggins drains the three. J.C. Wiggins, her first bucket of the ball game. And she makes it a six-point game on the baseline. Messel, her jumper short. Megan Anderson there. Rebound will not fall. And way over the back is Theron Baum on the rebound. In fact, she may have even hurt her shoulder. Reaching over so far. Theron Baum, her third personal foul. 24-18. Gothenburg down by six has the basketball after Theron Baum picked up two quick fouls here in the third quarter. Wolf gets it up ahead. Britton Munster is going to lay it up and in. Kearney Catholic went for the steal, and when they didn't get it, there was nobody behind Britton Munster, and she's able to go in and lay it up. Four-point ball game. Stepping into a three is going to be Prusowski. No good. Rebound taken out by Hannah Wolf. And Wolf will face a little bit of pressure. Will throw it into the left side to Wiggins. Wiggins has in the offensive zone, uses up her dribble. Long, dangerous pass, and Messel going for the steal will be whistled for her second personal foul. Just a step behind it was Michaela Messel, and she's whistled for the push. So Theron Baum with those three fouls will check out of the game. So will Anna Howell. Coming in is Colling and Shayla Connor. So Whitney Colling will put pressure on Munster. Munster in the offensive zone. Dribbles the double team, and using it up is Munster. Munster's pass on the inside, knocked loose by Messel. Messel's actually able to block the shot of Taylor Wolf, and we've got a walk as the ball comes into Gothenburg. Gothenburg tried to, the ball landed on one of the Swedes, and she tried to stand up with it, and so that'll be a turnover against Gothenburg instead of it being a very strange-looking rebound. Prosofsky will get the ball out for Messel. Messel with that block a little bit ago. Entry pass now. Shayla Connors open on the back door. She lays it up and in. She cut from the baseline, one end of the baseline to the other, and a nice pass all the way through the lane by Messel. And Connor caught it, and before everybody could find her, she was able to put it up and in. So a six-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. The Swedes will pressure the ball. Wolf pass up ahead. Munster has it stolen away by Messel, and then the foul by Munster. That's going to be her third. 26-20, Kearney Catholic with a six-point lead here. And Messel will bring it in the offensive zone. Right wing, Prusowski looking inside, will kick it back out for Colling. Top of the circle is Messel. Entry pass tipped around, and that'll be a turnover. Gothenburg forces the turnover here for Kearney Catholic. And the Swedes get it up ahead to Geiken. Geiken is shut off on the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane. Driving here is going to be Wolf. And Wolf dribbles around Anderson, lays it up and in. 8 points in the game for Wolf. And again, 26-22, a four-point game. Prusowski between circles for Messel. Messel facing that. They've gone exclusively zone here. Driving the baseline now is Colling. And Colling a little floater. Got the defender to move out of position, drove around her, and hit about a 12-foot jumper on the baseline. Taylor Wolf at midcourt, ball knocked loose, and it's going to be tied up. Yep, going to be a held ball, and Prosowski ties it up with Munster, and the arrow points to Kearney Catholic, so the Stars will inbound after forcing the turnover. I've always felt that the defense initiates a tied ball. The defense just ought to just get it. The only time you'd have that alternating possession is on a rebound. Shayla Connor gives it top of the circle here for Prusowski. Left side, Connor penetrates a little bit, decides not to pass. They enter it inside for Anderson, and it's actually well defense there for Taylor Wolf, and she forces the turnover. Ball knocked loose. Shayla Connor comes up with it, and it's going to be a foul whistled on Connor, I believe. Connor came up with the ball. Nope, it's going to be a push. Connor had the position. Yeah, that's what I thought. Connor came up with a position, and then trying to get the ball back was Britton Munster, and Munster just picked up her fourth personal foul. And again, there's been kind of some hard luck fouls there for Britton Munster. 3:21 to go here. Third quarter, 28-22. Kearney Catholic with the lead and the basketball as Howell has it on the right side. Entry pass inside for Theron Baum. Baum couldn't handle it. It gets tied up. That was a great pass from Messel. Baum just didn't handle it. Hit her right in the hands and just didn't handle it well enough. And Reagan Geiken was there to tie up the basketball. That was good defense for Geichen. Geichen was beat just, I mean, took a great pass to get the ball in there. And then when she didn't handle it, Geichen was right there, forced the turnover. Geichen right now being pressured. She'll lob it off for Wolf. Wolf gets it ahead. Hannah gets it up to Taylor. Taylor has it in the offensive zone and will get the ball off for Michaela Franzen. Franzen dribbles into the corner, kicks it for Wiggins. Long three, no good. It's out of bounds. And last touch by the Swedes. So 2:49 to go here, third quarter, 28-22. And Mestel will bring it into the offensive zone. Stars with the lead, getting it into Baum, and Baum drives hard to the basket. She'll head to the line now as she was hit on the arm. Got it on the right wing, went in hard, and Reagan Geichen whistle for the foul. So Baum with a couple of free throws here after the foul whistled on Geichen, which is her second. And nice shot there by Theron Baum. Baum now hit a three early in the game. That's her first points since early on in the, well, she's the first player to score for Kearney Catholic to make it 3-2. Free throw here, rolls around and good. Kearney Catholic took the lead in the second quarter. They have not given it up. They now lead it 30-22, 2:35 to go, and dribbling around the pressure is Geichen. Geichen shut off. Pass, intercepted. Bad pass. Now it's up ahead. Layup by Baum, and it's knocked out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul. And again, that was screened from the ball. The referee was on the baseline. But I'll tell you what, I thought that strip by Hannah Wolf from here looked pretty clean. Instead, it's going to be her third foul, and Theron Baum will go line and shoot two. She bends the knees and hits the free throw. She's hit three state free throws here in the quarter, and it makes it 31-22. Stars will try to make that lead 10 here with the free throw by Baum, and she does. She turns the net inside out. So seven in the game here for Baum. Hannah Wolf gets the ball to Emily Franzen. Up ahead for Hannah Wolf. Hannah Wolf slid to a stop. Yep, that'll be a turnover here on Gothenburg. Again, the Swedes led after one quarter, but Kearney Catholic has just tighten the screws just a little bit since then, and it was slowly, and I do mean slowly, taking the lead here. Entry pass for Theron Baum, a little bunny hook up and good. Her first two-pointer of the ball game, and the Stars now lead it by a dozen. With the pressure on Geichen. Geichen dribbles down the sideline. Lob pass up ahead into the hands of Whitney Colling. Another turnover. Here comes Kearney Catholic. Howell, little floater, good. Quick outlet pass. Anna Howell floats it over the defense. And it's 36-22. And going to be a reach on Michaela Mestel. And she said, all I got was basketball. She grabbed it as the Swede dribbled by with it. And they're going to say they got a little bit of an arm. And that will be the fourth foul on Michaela Mestel. So she'll come out of the game with a minute 48 to go here, third quarter. The inbounds from Michaela Franzen. Franzen brings it across the timeline with the pressure by Colling. On the left wing with it is J.C. Wiggins, and she'll get it off for Emily Franzen. Franzen just short of top of the key. Jumper no good. Morgan Studi pulls down the rebound. She'll bring in the offensive zone and give it up ahead for Allie Prosowski. Prosowski has her arm ripped as she's trying to pass the ball over for Theron Baum. And checking back in is going to be Megan Anderson. The foul was on J.C. Wiggins, and she did not get robbed. Going to commit a foul? Commit a foul. Shayla Connor comes in. And also checking in is Taylor Wolf for Gothenburg. 36-22. Kearney Catholic with the lead, and they're going to inbound it on their own baseline. Prasowski spots for the three on the inbounds. No good. Anderson tries to get the rebound. Can't. Connor comes up with it, and she is bumped as she puts up the shot. Offensive rebound here for Shayla Connor. She went right back up with it, and she is fouled. So Shayla Connor, 5'7", and she must have been standing on a box when they measured for that. We'll go to the line, and we'll shoot two after pulling down the offensive rebound. Free throw is good. The foul was whistled on Wiggins. Wiggins is 5'10". I'll tell you what, it looks like more than 3 inches difference between the two of them. Connor hit the first free throw. Second one is on the way. She makes it 38-22 as she hits both free throws. Minute 22 to go, and nobody is staying with Chasey Wiggins. They outlet it to her. She's going to lay it up. Too strong. Offensive rebound, and now a foul on Kearney Catholic. Pulling down the offensive rebound off the miss, and running the floor was Michaela Franzen, and Franzen will go to the line and shoot two. And later tonight, we'll have the boys' basketball game, and when we get done with the boys' game, we'll probably head over to the multipurpose room and eat some waffles. The Waffle Man is in town, 5 to 7:30. It's a fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Marching Band. The free throw by Franzen was off the mark. Second free throw is on the way. Back the iron as well. No good. Rebound by Taylor Wolf, and then she has it tied up. Wolf had it momentarily, and then it gets tied up. Alternating possessions will give Kearney Catholic the basketball here with a minute 13 to go. By the way, the foul was whistled on Megan Anderson a little bit ago. Her first. Six fouls have been whistled against both Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg, so we'll be shooting free throws from here on out on any foul except for offensive fouls. Into the corner, Connor gives it top of the circle now for Howell. Right side for Prasoski. Entry pass, nice pass by into Megan Anderson. And Anderson kicks it right back out, and we'll reset the offense. Ball fake here by Shayla Connor. Connor, baseline jumper, rolling around and good. What a great ball fake to get herself open was Shayla Connor. And it's 40-22, and the inbounds pass goes through the hands of Taylor Wolf and out of bounds. 16 turnovers on Gothenburg compared to 8 for Kearney Catholic. And again, the Stars shooting a little bit better here in the second half as well, in part because they got their offense rolling, forcing a couple of turnovers and then hitting a couple of layups. Prasoski playing a little catch here with Morgan Studi. Studi now will give it to Connor. Weaving back in there is going to be on Howell. Howell looks right side. Prasoski does such a good job of being squared up and ready to do something with the ball when she makes the catch. Lob pass inside now for Megan Anderson. Kicks it back out. Prasoski squares, fires the three. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Studi. Studi will give it right back out to Prasoski in the corner for Howell. Howell's looking inside for Anderson. The drive by Howell has the ball knocked out of her hands by Emily Franzen with 3.6 to go here in quarter number three. Stars will inbound it. Somebody probably should pick up Shayla Connor. She's wide open in the corner. They'll kick it to her. She'll fire a three. No good. Rebounds bouncing around, and that will end the quarter. A good look. I'm surprised they left an open shooter on the inbounds, but in any event, Kearney Catholic cannot capitalize on it, but they do lead heading to the fourth quarter, 40-22 over Gothenburg. We're back right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Gothenburg will start the fourth quarter with the basketball and a lot of work to do. They trail it 40-22 as they enter it on the inside for Taylor Wolf. Wolf is going to shoot over the top of the shorter player on a Howell, but the shot will not fall. Theron Baum rips down the rebound. Kicks it up ahead for Shayla Connor. Connor does not have numbers. We'll kick it back out for Anna Howell. Howell thought about the three in transition, and now Theron Baum will shoot it, and she hits it. Theron Baum starts the fourth quarter for the Stars with a three-pointer to make it 43-22. Every time they score, it seems like it's their largest lead of the game. Remember, Gothenburg led after one quarter, 12-11. Since then, it's been all Kearney Catholic. In the offensive zone is Munster. Munster tries to make the pass up court. It goes off the leg of Anna Howell and out of bounds. It actually will go in the backcourt and be inbounded right at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench. So Wolf to toss it in the corner in a little bit of trouble is Wiggins. She'll dribble through it, double team there, and it's going to be a reach. And a look on Shayla Connor's face like, really? I didn't move my hands. In any event, it will be a foul here on the Stars. And J.C. Wiggins will go to the line for a 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus. That's seven team fouls on Kearney Catholic compared to six for Gothenburg. And for Connor, that is her first personal foul. Free throw, back the iron, no good. And the rebound tracked in the corner for Reagan Geiken. Geiken snags the bound, and she'll reset the offense, giving it to Munster. Munster lost the ball, gets it back, dribbles, gets it for Wolf. Jumper rolls around for Taylor Wolf, no good. Offensive rebound by J.C. Wiggins, and Wiggins now will go line and shoot two. She was hit on the arm as she put up the shot. So down by 21, Gothenburg will toe the line. The free throw is courtesy of Jamie McCann, who committed the foul. Free throw, no good. Again, taking her time at the line, J.C. Wiggins, who's 0 for 2 from the line so far. This free throw, short, and rebounded by Theron Baum. Baum will give it for Anna Howell. Kick on the left side for Colling. Colling on the baseline, shut off by J.C. Wiggins, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Again, the Swedes are going with a 2-1-2 or a 2-3 zone here. And they'll get the ball to Colling. Colling on the left wing for Howell. Howell looks inside. Nothing happening. Brosowski now has it. They'll skip it inside, trying to lob it in for Theron Baum. I think Brosowski was trying to send her a nonverbal message that was not received by Theron Baum because that ball was just thrown away. And Brosowski will come out. Mestel will check in. Mestel has four fouls. Brittany Munster also with four fouls, so both point guards in a little bit of foul trouble here. Hannah Wolf gets it up ahead to Munster. Munster dribbles through a double team, has the ball knocked loose into the hands of Anna Howell. Star is on the run, and they'll hand the ball off for McCann. McCann handles it well, but she'll give the ball back out for Anna Howell. Howell kicks right side. McCann will toe the line, fire a three, and hit a three. Jamie McCann drains the three-pointer, making it 46-22. We got 6 minutes to go here, and Kearney Catholic going to put a little salve on the wounds of last night, where they lost in Pierce by 18 and also lost the services of Emily Connolly because she broke her arm. Again, a strange injury to Connolly. She was backpedaling, tripped, caught herself with her right arm, and all that weight landed on her right arm and it ended up breaking it. Munster at the free throw line. It's the first of two free throws here. 46-23. Stars with the lead. Free throw by Munster. She hits both ends of the 1-1. And that'll give her 7 points in the ballgame. Top of the circle, Michaela Mestel kicks left side. Open for a moment was Colling. Colling will give it for Howell. Howell's going to drive. Howell takes it all the way in. Lays it up. Driving the baseline. Lays it off the glass and in. That was a nice little drive there. And again, after making the pass, Colling screened off one of the defenders. And that, I don't know if that was a set play, but it looked pretty nice. Wolf takes it on that right side. Top of the circle here for Geiken. Left wing for Munster. Munster on the right side. Wolf, Hannah Wolf, looks to the inside. Now they'll give it. Penetrating here is Wiggins. Wiggins will kick. Here's the three by Munster. Short. Rebound by Mestel. Mestel's got numbers. It's a 3-on-1. Bounce pass inside, laid up and in for Whitney Colling. Stars just outran Gothenburg on that play. They ended up with numbers there after a rebound. It's always nice when your point guard pulls down the rebound because you know that they are their own outlet. Wiggins gives it top of the circle here for Taylor Wolf. Bounce pass right side, Munster. Munster looking on the inside, but gives it top of the circle for Wiggins. Wiggins will penetrate up against McCann. Now driving in the lane is Wolf. Her jumper no good. Theron Baum pulls down the rebound. Gets it up ahead for Colling. Colling's going to let traffic clear and break the timeline with 4:25 to go here in the basketball game. McCann will throw it into the corner for Howell. Top of the circle now, Mestel has it. Lobs it inside for Theron Baum, and Baum is fouled. Nice catch and shot all in one motion by Theron Baum. And now Baum, who is a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line, is going to go line and shoot two. The foul is on J.C. Wiggins, her second, and Baum with a couple of shots here. First one's up, and no good. And wholesale substitutions here for Gothenburg. They'll send in Emily Franzen and Kirsten Nelson for the first time tonight. Also out there, Michaela Franzen and Peyton Prawl. Only one staying out there is Britton Munster for Gothenburg. Stars make some substitutions, too, as Morgan Studi checked in with Prasowski. Free throw is up and good. Free throw is up and good for Theron Baum. And a quick timeout here at Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic going to make some substitutions as well. We'll check those when we come back after this 30-second timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For Kearney Catholic, still out there are Prasowski and Howell, Connor and Morgan Studi. And also, I believe that's Kayla Shundoff, yes it is, who's on the baseline. So that's the lineup out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Prawl will kick the ball back out for Munster. Munster will hit a three. Britton Munster drains the three. Nice little stroke there. She's got 10 in the ball game. 51-27, Kearney Catholic with the lead. They give it for Studi in the corner. Top of the circle now for Connor. Connor back to Studi. Studi's going to drive the baseline, run into Franzen a little bit, so they'll reset the offense, give it to Prasowski. The freshman will fire a three, bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound, Shayla Connor. Connor, that was a great drive. It would not fall, though, and the rebound by Nelson. And Nelson is able to get the ball up ahead in the hands of Britton Munster. Munster. Pass through the hands of her teammate underneath Nelson, and Kearney Catholic comes up with it. Nice play there by Shundoff to make the catch. And now the Stars will set up the offense by kicking right side for Studi. For Connor, top of the circle now, Prasowski has it. The freshman will kick on the left side here for Howell. Right corner for Connor. And again, they'll get that defense to kind of rotate around a little bit as we pass around the perimeter. Kearney Catholic catches and holds on that zone. And now right side with it is Prasowski. Her three is no good. Rebound's going to be tied up. Studi went in there and pounced on it after Emily Franzen pulled down the rebound. Alternating possessions will give Kearney Catholic the ball. Howell's going to come out of the game. Chris Adobish checking in for her. Also in the game will be Molly Klingensmith here for the Stars. 2:49 to go. The inbounds goes to Morgan Studi. Studi will get the basketball back out here for Molly Klingensmith. Klingensmith on that left side. Gets it at the elbow for Dobish. Kicks it back out here for Studi, and Studi hits a three. Morgan Studi drains a three-pointer to make it 54-27. Kearney Catholic has doubled up Gothenburg right now with 2:27 to go. Pass right side, Aaron Meisinger. Meisinger will get the ball off for Prawl. Prawl's pass, top of the circle for Michaela Franzen. Franzen working up against Prasowski. Gives on the left side for Aaron Meisinger, and Meisinger will give it off on the right side for Franzen. Back on that left elbow, jumper, no good. Rebound by Kearney Catholic. Prasowski pulled down the rebound, and then Franzen's going to whistle for the foul. 2:02 to go. And again, every foul from here on out is going to be a shooting foul for both teams. That's now 8 foul on Gothenburg. Kearney Catholic has committed 9, so if the Stars commit another one, it'll be a 2-shot violation. And Prasowski will go line where she is 3 out of 4. She'll have a front end of a 1-1 with her team leading it 54-27 with 2:02 to go. Free throw up and good. So Prasowski drains the free throw here. Increase the lead to 28. On Tuesday, Kearney Catholic will be in Gibbon. Free throw, good for Prasowski. She'll come out of the game. And it's Kearney Catholic. Makes another substitution. And I think that's Carly Prasowski checked in. Pass on the left wing. Now the top of the circle, Kirsten Nelson. Ball fake now, Michaela Franzen. Off of a screen, Prawl has it. She'll dribble to the elbow. Jumper no good. Rebound by the Stars. Snagging the round, was, the rebound was Carissa Dobish with a minute 35. And they'll get it over for Klingensmith. Kick it out for Studi. Studi gives it on the right side for Prasoski. Back inside for Shundoff. Kicked into the corner here for Studi. Dribbling, Klingensmith. A little ball fake here. Drive, shot, no good. Rebound by Gothenburg. Snagging the bound is Franzen. Franzen on the run, does not have numbers. Now in the offensive zone, will slow it down. Give it for Aaron Meisinger. Meisinger looks on the inside, but great pressure put on there by Studi. And a five-second count going on, but she's able to get it to Prawl. Prawl in the final minute. Gives it on the right wing here for Aaron Meisinger. And a good little weave play here as they get the ball over for Nelson. Top of the circle, Prawl. And again, the Swedes not getting a very good look at the basket. Meisinger will throw it on the right corner for Franzen. 40 seconds left. Franzen has the ball knocked away by Studi. Studi forces the 20th turnover against Gothenburg here in the ball game. 32 seconds left. Bounce pass left wing to Klingensmith. Klingensmith has her pocket picked by Rebecca Anderson. Anderson comes up with the loose ball, and it appears Gothenburg will probably have one last shot at it here. Left wing, Meisinger, and she had it tied up, but they're able to pass it up ahead. I think that was a pass, but it hit the glass. Kearney Catholic comes up with a loose ball, and into the offensive zone are the Stars, and we got a walk. So Kearney Catholic turns it over here with 8 seconds to go. 56-27. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Gothenburg with the basketball. Prawl will toss it in here from Meisinger. 4 seconds left. Taylor Maracek. Maracek will put up a three at the buzzer, and it is off the mark. Your final score, it's Kearney Catholic with a 56-27 win over Gothenburg. Remember, the Swedes led after one quarter, but Kearney Catholic, after Gothenburg scored 12 points in the first quarter, they give up 15 points the rest of the game. And the Stars improve their record now to 14-2 on the season. Gothenburg falls to 3-12. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Post Game Report. We'll do that after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Your final score was Kearney Catholic 56, Gothenburg 27. Misco Sports, post-game report. Misco Sports has served Kearney, Central Nebraska for couple of generations now. And even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to help out organizations in the area with the same great service that they have known for years. And schools around the area know the great service the Misco Sports provides to them. If you need some of that great service, well, you can still contact Misco's by dialing area code 308-728-5261. Again, that's area code 308-728-5261 for Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska since 1972. They've been out in Ord for, well, a century now. So, Misco Sports, see them before the games begin. Let's check the numbers here for Gothenburg. They had one player in double figures tonight. That was Britton Munster. She hit a couple of three-pointers, one in the second, another one in the fourth. She finished with 10 points on the night, 8 points for Taylor Wolf. She did most of her damage in that first quarter when the Swedes took the lead. Emily Franzen off the bench, she finished with 4. 3 points for J.C. Wiggins. She hit a three-pointer. And Reagan Geiken with a couple of points here in the ball game. For Kearney Catholic, they were led today by Theron Baum. She finished with 12. Allie Prasovsky, the freshman, she finished with 10. Those were the only two players in double figures here for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel, she finished with 3. 9 off the bench for Shayla Connor. 7 points for Anna Howell. 6 for Whitney Colling. Jamie McCann hit a three-pooner. She finished with 3. Morgan Studi also drained a 3 in that fourth quarter for 3 points. And Kayla Shundoff, offensive rebound and a bucket for Kearney Catholic. So she finished with 2. Kearney Catholic trailed after one quarter 12-11. They led at halftime 24-15, and they win it 56-27. They're now 14-2 on the season. Gothenburg falls to 3-12. Next up for the Stars on Tuesday, they will be taking on Gibbon in a Fort Kearney Conference matchup. And just to double check here, they will play that at Gibbon. And the next game that we'll have broadcast for you for sure, we might be doing the game on Tuesday in Gibbon. That has not been decided yet. But we will have the Sandy Creek game for you coming up on the 27th next Friday. We'll have the Sandy Creek doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader for you here from Cope Coliseum. We'll have that next Friday night for you. And I believe that will be on our FM. But we will have coverage of that game for sure coming up next weekend. So that's kind of the schedule coming up here for Kearney Catholic. For Gothenburg, they'll be hitting their conference tournament starting next week on Tuesday. Once again, our final 56-27 is Kearney Catholic with the win over Gothenburg to improve to 14-2 on the season. Great matchup on the boys' side that's going to tip off in about 20 minutes or so. Again, very identical records for Gothenburg at 11-3, Kearney Catholic 11-2 on the year. Gothenburg, a big and man, maybe even kind of a slower team. Kearney Catholic will be outsized, but they're going to try to outquick the Swedes, and we'll find out who can set the tempo and come away with the win in boys basketball when we come back in a little bit and set the stage for that one. We'll step away for about 10, 12 minutes or so, and then we'll be back for coverage of the boys' game. Once again, the girls from Kearney Catholic with a 56-27 win over Gothenburg. We'll turn our attention to the boys' game in about 10 or 12 minutes or so right here on ESPN.